In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Among the pilgrims going up to Jerusalem, you sing these psalms together, Psalm 120 through Psalm 132, reminding each other of what God has done, that He brought you out of Egypt and into the land of promise, even after your fathers rebelled against Him and His promises. He remained your God even through the years after Moses and Joshua. He preserved Israel even by means of weak, selfish, greedy, and stupid judges. And even as the people returned again and again to their idols and their evil, He brought the tribes of Yahweh into Jerusalem and set up a throne for David. And when the throne of David's reign became a throne of judgment against Israel and her kings for their evil, God's works still bore witness to what He had done. Shalom is the word that David sings for the sake of Jerusalem, for the sake of the house of Yahweh our God. Shalom for Jerusalem, shalom within her walls, shalom within for the sake of her inhabitants. That is a word for wholeness, a hope for things to be completed and finished and everything put right again. Jerusalem, David says, was built as a firm city with solid foundations and square corners, a city for the residents of the temple, where God had promised to dwell in their midst. Because He was there with His mercy and forgiveness and promises of a time when there would be no more threat to her, no more idols, no more evil, no more sin. To be secure within her was to be at ease, quiet, at rest, because there was no other God but Yahweh, and He was their God. Jerusalem is nothing in herself. It was because the house of God was there, and within the house the ark with its mercy seat, where God chose to dwell in their midst. Because God was there, there was shalom. Because God was there, there was security and rest and ease. So the people went up to Jerusalem for the festivals, singing these psalms, always ascending to Jerusalem and descending from her, because Jerusalem was the high and holy place of Yahweh. But then one year, ascending to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover, focused inward toward the house of God, that God came in with the pilgrims. One greater than the temple was here, to which the temple had pointed all along. He was glad when they said, "Let us go up to the house of Yahweh." And He went up and stood in her gates. And then He rode into the city on a donkey. "Look, your king, humble and having salvation, riding on a donkey as the prophet had long promised. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Save us, O God. You who have worked salvation for your people, who delivered us from slavery, who remembered your promises even when we forgot. You who established that city and that house exactly for this moment." And then that king went out of the city and he wept as he overlooked it. "If you knew on this day, even you, the things that are toward peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. If only you, O Jerusalem, had recognized the peace of God, the shalom of God who was present within you, within your walls, who seeks only your good. But peace is hidden in Jerusalem. and in Judea and Samaria and in all the ends of the earth, hidden in a man who was born to die, hidden in a crucified man, hidden in water poured over a sinner's head, hidden in the bread that the pilgrims eat and the wine that they drink, hidden within the walls of all the houses where his people gather. In the eternal will of Yahweh, the peace of God is not in a house or in a city or within certain walls or within a certain land, but in the certain man who is the eternal Son of God. He is the son of the promise given to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and David. His kingdom is not confined to one place. It is over all the earth, over all kings, over all authorities, over all governments. He is the house of God's mercy. He is the ark of God's presence. He is the location of God's peace, who is the good of all people. He has built a house in the cold, dark wilderness of this world, and into it he is gathering all those descended from Abraham and all those descended from Adam outside the lines of the promise. Paul says, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ. He himself is our peace, our shalom. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who are near. For through him, we both have access in the one Spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers outside the house, but you are fellow city dwellers with the holy ones and dwellers in the house of God, which is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God by the Spirit. So we pray then with David for the shalom of the house of God, that he would keep her on the firm and solid and well-built foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ himself, the stone that holds the entire house together. Pray that he will bring the house of God in this world to the full revelation of her glory in the city which is descending from heaven. For now, she looks so weak. Broken doors, shattered windows, cracks in the siding, shingles missing. But then she will be prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, pure, holy, without blemish. Look, a voice from the throne says, the tabernacle of God is with people. He tabernacles with them, and they will be his people, and he will be their God. For your sake, and for the sake of the house of God, Jesus, the shalom of God, is in our midst. He will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death will be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And then, shalom. Then security and rest and peace at the last. No more threat. No more sin. No more death. Everything whole and complete and finished and put right. Hope fulfilled at the advent of our King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We'll stand for the canticle.